Hey everybody, it's Wednesday, March 29, yes, 2006. I'm in New York City still. The show on Monday was a big success. I really enjoyed it. The set list was different for me than some of the other ones have been. I mean, all my set lists are different, but I played some really old stuff. I did The Lake from Rolling Medusa, and also a song called Moonlight and Life, which is from The Giver and the Gravedigger, and I'm not even sure I ever played that live. I mentioned that to the audience on Monday as well. So that was fun, and I met some really nice people and went out and was crazy on the town in New York after that. So it was good to have a night out partying or whatever, having a good time and blowing off some steam from all the driving I've been doing and the intensity of the shows. And Monday during the day was lovely because I got a parking ticket in the morning, which I think I already said or wrote somewhere. And then I went to switch rental cars so I could get back into another Grand Prix because my stuff fits so much better in the Grand Prix. Plus, I did not like that gold Malibu at all. And it was one of those crazy Manhattan parking garages where all the cars are like 1 centimeter from the one next to you. In fact, I could barely get in my driver's side door. And I asked them if I should get help getting the car out, like if they should do it, the rental car people. And they said, no, you'll be fine. And then I went to pull out and totally scratched into the next car next to me on the left. So now I have to deal with that, the fact that I'm scratching up rental cars. And the one next to me was some giant SUV, so that was lovely. And all of a sudden I just hear this crunching noise. Good times. What else happened? Yesterday I just kind of relaxed, went out to dinner. My right hand, I have tendonitis in my right arm, like right around my elbow. One of my tendons kind of jumped over the other one, or like, I don't know what's the word, like an X, and they're not supposed to be. But now I think on top of that, I'm getting some sort of carpal tunnel or something in my fingers. So I'm having a really hard time, like, gripping things today, and I've been taking Advil, but I just think I haven't played so many shows in a row in so long that touring is definitely doing a number on my hand. So I'm probably going to have to go to some sort of doctor for, like, sports medicine or something like that. Because, you know, playing the piano is a sport. I don't care what anyone says. And I'm at my manager's apartment right now, and they're doing crazy construction every day, all day, so I hear nothing but saws and hammers and guys screaming at each other with Long Island accents, so it's lovely. So I don't know if you can hear that in the background. But no, I'm just going to watch some CSI. Ooh, I have to tell you guys this story. I'm totally a dork, which everyone knows already, but Forensic Files, you know, I watch Forensic Files all the time, blah, 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 blah. Well, now I'm getting really into CSI. And I borrowed some DVDs from my friend of some of the seasons of CSI so I could watch them while I'm on the road on my laptop. And last night, or 2 nights ago, I'm watching an episode, and they say, oh, first, this guy had, like, shot somebody, like, killed 2 people, but the neighbors didn't hear the gunshots. And I was like, oh, I'll bet he used a soda bottle as a silencer, like a 2-liter plastic. Sure enough, 2 scenes later, they're like, he used a soda bottle as a silencer. That was weird. And then they had some evidence, and the boss man, Grissom, was like, did you run it through the GCMS? And I turned and said, oh, the GCMS is the gas chromatograph mass spectrometer. So I've definitely watched too many episodes of Forensic Files. Then top it all off, Karen Sims and I were emailing, and she said that she was looking at the forensic job listings in the town we live in, so I think we've both definitely lost our minds. So that's been pretty much the most exciting thing that's been going on. So you know what my life is like. Oh, and I left all my snack table at home. Did I already talk about these things? I don't even know. I bought all this stuff for snack table on the road, so I would have all my little snacks and cookies and mini muffins and all this junk. And I left it all in Grand Rapids. But I found a Target in Connecticut on the way home from Boston. So now I'm set to go. I have like 8 bags full of food. I guess, I don't know, I felt like I was touring for three months or something. Anyway, this is the longest audio blog I've done so far. That's about it. I've been reading my book, Prisons We Choose to Live Inside, by Doris Lessing, which has been very fascinating, talking about human behavior and how we make our lives harder than they need to be sometimes on purpose. So that's been lovely. And, you know, for my one little bit of something intellectual and intelligent on here, instead of talking about food and rental cars and gas chromatographs, whatever I'm saying. So that's it. I will talk to you guys more from the road. Tomorrow I'm heading to Philly. Looking forward to that show. I usually get a decent crowd in Philadelphia, so I'm really excited to do that. And I will be back soon. Okay, bye.